The Senate at this hour is in the midst of a debate about the nomination of Dr. Robert Groves to be the director of the Census Bureau. His position has been held up by Republican senators concerned about the 2010 population count. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been monitoring the debate on the Senate floor that began just about an hour ago. He joins us right here, right now, live.
Well, Chris and Amy, the vote on Dr. Groves' nomination is actually now taking place on the Senate floor. They're in the middle of tallying the votes of the senators. That nomination of Dr. Groves had been held up since just before the 4th of July by the objections primarily of two U.S. senators, Louisiana's David Vitter and Alabama's Richard Shelby. Just over an hour ago, Senator Vitter opened debate on the Senate floor.
I have very serious concerns about this. Like Senator Shelby, I wrote the administration asking for assurances that ACORN would have no role whatsoever in the census. I believe Senator Shelby originally wrote his letter in March. I sent my letter in early June, and today we have gotten absolutely, absolutely no response. Now, let me just remind my colleagues why this should be a very serious concern of all of us. And we don't have to look far in terms of history to understand these concerns. Just the last election cycle will do. In May 2009, Nevada filed charges against ACORN. The complaint includes 26 counts of voter fraud and 13 counts for compensating those registering voters, both felonies. From July 27th through October 2nd of 2008, ACORN and Nevada also provided additional compensation under a bonus program called Blackjack, or 21 plus, that was based on the total number of voters a person registered. A canvasser who brought in 21 or more completed voter registration forms per shift would be paid a bonus of $5.
But Delaware Democrat Tom Carper, the chairman of the Senate Census Subcommittee, says ACORN is not the issue in the debate over Groves' nomination to run the census.
ACORN's not going to be hired or out there recruiting folks to go door to door and to do the enumeration for the census. ACORN is going to be out there getting any money or any grants. In fact, no Census Bureau partners are receiving money or grants, and ACORN is no exception. The Bureau, Census Bureau, has reiterated that ACORN, they're actually one of thousands of organizations. Their really purpose in this whole thing is to try to encourage people to respond to the census. That's not what they're about, trying to make sure that people respond to the census. And we are, right here in this copy of the Constitution, lays out one of the few responsibilities that we have as a federal government. It's actually spelled out in the Constitution. It says that we're expected to do this, and it says every 10 years we're supposed to conduct a census. It says we're supposed to count everybody. We're supposed to count everybody. And we need, just like captain, ship needs a good captain, a school needs a good principal, country needs a good president, a Census Bureau needs a good Census Bureau director. And we've been 7 months without a Census Bureau director.
And Maine Republican Susan Collins, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, sought to allay concerns of her Republican colleagues about the charge that Groves and the Obama administration might politicize the census.
Here we have a nominee who has pledged that he would resign if political influence were brought to bear on his office. I don't know what more you could ask. And this is a commitment given at a public hearing under oath, as well as privately to me when we met in my office. Let me go on to the second issue that's been raised. Again, an important issue, and I agree with my colleagues on my side of the aisle who have been concerned about whether sampling would be used rather than the actual count mandated by the Constitution. On this issue of sampling, I asked Dr. Groves, will you advocate for the statistical adjustment or use of sampling for the 2010 census? Dr. Groves' response, No, Senator.
And that was Senator Susan Collins from Maine, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. She says that Dr. Groves is highly qualified for this. He's a noted scientist in the world of statistics from the University of Michigan. He's also worked before for the U.S. Census Bureau. And so right now, as we speak, the vote is continuing on the floor of the United States Senate. And we should have the results of that vote coming up for you in the next hour here on Federal News Radio.
And you'll bring them to us as soon as they happen.
We'll come right back into the studio, and you will be the first to know.
There you go.
And I think it's worth pointing out also in your story, Senator Vitter is the one who put the hold originally on Groves' nomination. He also put a hold on the nomination for the FEMA. FEMA Director Craig Fugate.
That's right. One of the concerns here for the Republicans, the bigger picture for the Republicans, is that they now in some cases they don't have the votes to really block a nomination unless they can get substantial numbers of Democrats to come on over with them. And so in this case, they're trying to find places and opportunities where they can voice their objections, and so they sort of have, but the thought here is that in the next 20 minutes or so we may have a definite word on a new census director. So stay with us.
Keep us posted, Max.
We will.